If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Yesterday evening, the first plane carrying refugees that left South Africa going to the US departed. 49 of these refugees left. Not 49 families, 49 people. Right? Now, there's a couple of things I want us to discuss. This is not going to be a funny conversation. It's actually not jocular at all, right? Because this is a serious matter. This is chess. Whereas some people are playing checkers. According to the South African Citizenship Act, right? If you leave a country as a refugee, you don't relinquish your citizenship. Mm-hmm. You only, well, up until last week, you were only relinquishing your citizenship if you voluntarily take up citizenship in another country. Mm-hmm. And then the Constitutional Court made a ruling early on last week that too was not constitutional. Mm-hmm. So let me explain how it used to work. If you had decided that I'm going to go to the UK and I'm going to take up citizenship over there, mm-hmm. or the US, for example, you needed prior consent from South Africa to retain your South African citizenship, mm-hmm. so that you could have dual citizenship. You could be a citizen in the US and in South Africa. If you didn't do that, then the assumption would be, I get you giving up on the country, and so you denounce your citizenship. Mm-hmm. This is according to the Citizenship Act of 1995. Now, look at our history. When the ANC was about to take over, there were a lot of people that fled the country. They're like, no ways, things are not going to be the same. And majority of those people were white. We're going to work on assumptions here. I haven't got time to get into the minutiae or the detail of it, right? But majority of the people that left were white. Mm. You can even assume that majority of the people that left, specifically back in 1994, were racist, right? We move on. Over time, some people have obviously chosen to just immigrate for their own reasons, professional and otherwise. Those may not have been white people. That could have been anybody, just highly affluent people in society, right? By the Constitutional Court coming back and striking that down and saying that those people who left are still rightful citizens of South Africa, and we told, according to a DA, it's around about 1.4 million of them, those people will now be eligible to vote in the next elections. Mm-hmm. We can assume, by the assumptions that I've made, that those people will most likely vote for the DA. Right? Because they would most likely be white or highly affluent. And we know that highly affluent people, even though they may be black or any other race, they are likely to vote for a DA. The DA stands to benefit majorly from this decision that was made. And in fact, now that the DA is in charge of Home Affairs, I don't know if you've seen, they are expediting that these newly found citizens be given their ID cards and their passports expeditiously. Ask yourself, why would they do that?
Well, you've just answered the question.
Yeah. Yes. Now, here's the problem. The people that govern us, they are too busy chasing their tails on some nonsense. Whereas the people that are in opposition, specifically a DA, they are playing a long game. 10 years in the making, this court case. 10 years. Nyalibona ukuthi seliyahamba yini? Do you see, Mpo?
By all accounts of what you have stated, it does seem as though, like you say, some people are too busy playing checkers while others are playing actual chess games. And this does seem like an actual chess game. And it is a little bit on the scary side, in the sense that it seems as though over 30 years, our people have learned nothing in terms of leadership and actual leadership. Leadership is not just you being in a particular position and feeling powerful and having VIP protection. Leadership is actually being strategic as well. And it seems as though when it comes to strategy, all it took is the DA to be in power for less than a year. Mm. And they are already showing us how strategic they are when it comes to leadership. And that is kind of scary.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, this court case has been going on for over 10 years. So they put the wheels in motion a long time ago. But the JNU is certainly helping them expedite.
But hence I'm saying, if this has been in place over the past 10 years, but it has taken the DA to come into power or in a position of power in this particular instance and expedite everything in their favor, it shows good, they're more strategic. Nina, you have all of these things that are happening, but you don't know how to use it to your own advantage.
Now, here's my thing, Kat.
Yeah.
If I were to leave Kaya and go work at 947, and then every time there was a staff meeting, I came to attend Kaya staff meetings and I was like, guys, we should do things this way. Why should somebody who lives in a different country have a say in how this country gets governed?
Yes.
What vested interest do you have?
Yeah. I do think the DA as not an official anymore opposition because they're in the GNU.
Yeah.
So this long game works for them splendidly because next year during the local government elections, they've got more weight with these people who will now vote for them.
Yes.
So I just think it's a complete neglect from the side of the ANC and everyone else.
You know, people often speak about how our courts, I mean, I suppose they try and hold up what's constitutionally correct, right? Mm-hmm. But in so doing, sometimes we as citizens suffer a setback as a result.
Mm.
What do you think of something like that, Saul?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, with our courts, like you said, they should be prioritizing justice, constitutionality as well, because it really doesn't make sense. Like you said, these people are living abroad. They have no vested interest. And these are the people who, when the opportunity came to ditch the country of their own birth, willingly so, because there's a black government in power. And all of these things were not really considered. So as much as it's a genius move by the DA, it really is. And it goes to show that the ANC, like you said, you know, weren't strategic enough. They were just thinking, let's keep them out of the finance ministry, and not even realizing that there's this thing that's been going on for 10 years. And if you put them or give them the Home Affairs ministry, then there's this own goal. Because, I don't know, one would think that they're too fixated on the monies as opposed to real change.
We have spoken about the fact that not everybody who left was because of fear of black government or whatever. There are those, some of us, even black people, colored, Indian, whatever, who left for financial reasons.
Yes.
So if I left for that, I still have a vested interest in my family members who are here.
Yes.
I have conversations with them all the time. If I'm given the opportunity to vote, even though I might not be living in the country and I can help them advance the agendas of what they are telling me about, let's go.
Okay, so give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Because this is really the bigger game at play here. Don't be distracted by Trump and refugees and yada, yada, yada. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, but these members got Donald Trump, the 45 guys, last night. They will come back in not so long. As much as they think it is. And they forget that Donald Trump, at some point, he will leave his position. A new government will take place in the UK, in the US, sorry. And they will think differently when it comes to these refugees. So also, they won't be owning land, they won't be owning anything. So they will come back in. Burning.
Yeah, being a refugee is no joke, eh? This knee pop and face knee. Literally and figuratively, I keep up and face lap. You get there with nothing. You start from scratch.
Hey, this is a whole mess. Why are they giving DA strategic positions that's going to come back and haunt them? I've got a friend who normally applies for visas, and I told her when they come to the minister, like, no, it's going to be changed. Now when she goes in her, when she went to reapply for her visa, and she's like, yo, most of the black people were being declined, and for stupid reasons for their visas. And I said, I told you. What they're going to do now is that every white who's going to apply for a visa is going to be granted. Let a black person apply for that grant on the same condition is going to be declined. So, yeah, this is what the ANC gets for giving strategic positions to opposition.
So are you talking about visas for people to come to South Africa, or are you talking about South Africans that want to go elsewhere? Because if you're talking about the latter, then that's not up to us. That's up to a different consulate, right?
yazi ukuthi angizazi lezi zinto zisebenza kanjani ukuthi kungaba neclause abangayi-eda ukuthi awukwazi ukuvota noma ngabe uyi-citizen yase-South Africa kodwa you've been staying abroad for maybe like more than 5 or maybe more than 10 years awukwazi ukuvota so that at least sibabambe lapho because I very need DA strategy but bayazi plan into zabo labantu and manje thina ngoba sesihluleka ukuplana sekumele yabona si react to whatever thing yenzakalayo akube na something ezothi awukwazi ukuvota if you've been out of the country for maybe 5 or more than 10 years angazi ukuthi ingaspana na right there because manje nami ngibheka ayi liyahambizwe.
Okay, so what you're talking about would be a constitutional amendment. And what would need to happen is that they would need to go to a legislature and get a 66.6% vote in order for that to be passed. So two-thirds majority. And currently, that can only be achieved if the ANC, the MK, and EFF come together. Otherwise, forget it. Got a text here from a good friend, Dumzani. He says, well, historically, whites don't like to share freedom with others. They thrive where others are suppressed. Hence, freedom for all was introduced in Mozambique and Angola. The whites ran to Rhodesia and apartheid South Africa. When Zimbabwe was born in 1980, they ran to apartheid South Africa again. When the new South Africa was born in 1994, they fled to Australia and New Zealand. That's how they are wired, right? They can't live where freedom for all exists, sadly. What are your thoughts regarding this matter?
Morning, Kaya, breakfast team. Honestly, in this situation, the ANC has just sold the country. I don't believe they were found blind there. I think it's intentional foreseeing the leadership of the ANC currently. And it's what we call the real state capture. The courts are in it and everyone. It's not Ayoba. It does not make sense that people who left the country and ditched it.
La felihle kakhulu.
Guys, niyabona lo mhlaba wethu waze wabuyela kubelungu. We have no one else to blame but ourselves. Ngoba lento esiyenzayo, asina strategy, asina like you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. All you keep seeing is people making stupid decisions and the DA coming to rescue and making sure that their own are taken care of, which is something that we battle to do. So if we ever lose South Africa back to the whites, we must blame ourselves. Nobody else. We are responsible. Vuka tak.
Okay, here's another thing though that must be said, right? Is that strategy aside, the ANC themselves have also failed. So the second democratic elections that were held, where Thabo Mbeki ended up being the president, overwhelmingly, South Africans voted for the ANC. And I mean all South Africans, not just black South Africans. White people voted for the ANC as well. Because they could see the deliverables of the ANC government. So, we can't sit here and blame people for not voting for the ANC when the ANC is failing to deliver. If the ANC was delivering, they would need strategy. They could just cruise to victory. So now, well, they must be blamed, squarely.
Good morning, Seize the World. Mina ngithi asbejen, sibanika how many months until ba the babui? How many months are we giving them till they come back because they think it's all roses and flowers where they're going? And little do they know, ukuthi akuna privilege laphayana. So mina ngithi asbejen, sibone ukuthi nje before Christmas, they'll be back.
49 Afrikaners, other Africans left last night for the U.S. as refugees.
Mina into engikhuluma nje engiyazi ukuthi it's gonna happen. Kuzohamba labantu laba vele abangana influence at all la South Africa. Abanikazi bama farm basahleli. Angeke baze bayendawo. Bayohlala stele ngoba they know very well ukuthi uma bafika ngale ayikho into bazoyenza ngale yena nje in control. But the ANC if abachintshi manje bayabona ukuthi uyamosheka. Guys kuyamosheka. Wabona they must just forget about the DA yabo, ngoba le DA it's embarrassing them on a daily basis. ANC is being embarrassed. I'm a full ANC member, kodwa it's being embarrassed by the DA. If banga change, they must just know ukuthi izophatha iDA.
Having a discussion about citizen wars.
This was a very strategic position that was not supposed to be given to DA. Right now, what is DA doing there? they're not there to advance South Africa's interests. They're there to advance their own interest. I mean, why would you want people who had renounced their citizenship and wanted nothing to do with South Africa to have a backdoor to come back and be citizens and sit on the fence and double dip? Because that's exactly what's going to happen, and we cannot afford that.
Hayi kindaba yalabantu laba mfethu bafune ukuhamba abathathelwe yona le citizenship bangenza kusasa bangapha bona bakhethe ukuhamba. And another thing, who's funding this traveling and flights and accommodation? Ngale bayofika bayenzeni ngibuze lokho. Enye into ke ngalo umsebenzi bayowenzani ke bona kahle kahle. Ale DA le ngathi zela ngomqondo nje ayiphume nayo.
Sesingamani isikhale nje bafithi. Even if those 1.4 million people vote abroad, yabo akunankinga, yabo, because South Africa, what the leaders need to do right now, they just need to rile up young people to vote. They should just, the ANC should just hope for a bigger voter turnout, or whatever party should just hope for a bigger voter turnout, yabo, and mobilize black voters. That's what they need to do, and they're good, bro. I'm telling you.
On those white people that have opted to get refugee or whatever they call it, which is a plan of a white, it's sad because they will claim being patriotic. This, I don't know what is the definition of patriotic, but this to me, it's unpatriotic. It's horrible. Anyway, they are colonizers. Great children, what can we expect?
Maragodwa Aungele, who leaves their beautiful hectare of land and homes only to be a refugee in the US? What jobs are they going to do? Lapaya, it's not like biochar, lapaya. Yeah, imports are pella, mustani US. I wonder, yes. Napala, my family, because it's 49 individuals, not 49 families.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.